Eagle of 98.1, The Rock Station, Michelle Southern Rock. And, you know, we talk a lot about Auctioner Baton Rouge and different ways that they are continue to innovate technology and also take good care of their frontline workers. And that's what we're going to talk about today with the CEO and co-founder of 368, Kenny Wen, about viral positivity and the latest thing that they have helped out with Auctioner. Kenny, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, Michelle, I'm doing great. You know, one of those blessed to be stressed kind of moments in your life, but, you know, very grateful.
Kenny, tell us about 368 that you started. And, you know, for those who may not know, what is viral positivity?
Yeah, 368 is a creative agency that we have here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have people all around the country, but, you know, we're very proud of our southern roots. And, you know, being from Louisiana, we pride ourselves on being able to, like, take part in the community. So viral positivity was an initiative that we did last year with RAF and also Hiller Moore's office, the DA. We did this because we noticed that there's a lot of different organizations giving food. They were, like, finding ways to support these healthcare workers. One of the things that we noticed was the morale of the healthcare workers. And so we're trying to find, like, what are different ways we can keep morale going, because those people are the backbone of keeping really people alive. And so this initiative was when Hiller just called me randomly on a weekend and said, hey, me and Hiller used to work together on a fundraiser on the overpass during the Baton Rouge flood. He randomly thought about it and said, hey, is there anything that we can do here for some of these frontline healthcare workers? We found pretty quickly out that, like, you know, they were taking care of food, but, like, in terms of donations of money and also, you know, just like items such as like car washes. And we thought that's an opportunity right there that we could help folks out.
I love the name viral positivity too. And what are some of the things, I remember seeing the pictures everywhere that you guys did specifically for Auctioner last year.
So with Auctioner, we helped all the major hospital systems in the Baton Rouge area. You know, Auctioner was one that we worked with where they came to us and we asked them, what's the need that y'all have that, you know, y'all might not have like random funds for immediately allocated to that? Because, you know, they're so busy, we're like keeping us healthy. You know, they're pretty much running around thinking like, where are ways that we can help our frontline employees? And Louisa, who we worked with over there, said, you know, there's an app that we've been thinking about called InstaEat, where we can get people to order food safely and where they're not like all together in a giant line. And so we saw an opportunity using viral positivity funds to actually help foster healthcare frontline workers actually get a tool that they can use to eat safely. And we also even helped donate some benches too from one of the Auctioner hospitals, because we noticed that people actually, you know, they want to eat safely together. Getting to something simple as like a bench, like, it made a big difference in morale. So we were finding little opportunities like that, Michelle, to really just make people stay, make them feel safe, but also make them still feel connected.
We are chatting with co-founder and CEO of 368, Kenny Wen, now about viral positivity and the ways specifically that they've helped Auctioner. Kenny, I remember seeing those pictures of the benches, which allow the healthcare workers to eat outside, and thinking, what a great idea. And I feel this way with the InstaEat app as well, announced by Auctioner this week and funded with a community grant program led by 368 with support from DA Hiller Moore office and, you know, viral positivity. What can you tell us what this app is?
This app is basically an app that can help workers, like, in any, like, really employee in the two campuses in Baton Rouge to order food ahead of time and be able to, like, pace food. So the thing is, like, you know, when you're ordering in line, you know, that's a big line. People may not feel safe. This app helps people order food ahead of time and be able to, like, keep minimal contact. I mean, that's a huge difference in terms of, like, just mental health, knowing that, like, an app like this, it helps you, one, get food because you're hungry, but two, help you get it safely.
Yeah, safely, and also not spending your entire lunch break waiting in line, which...
Yeah, very true. Time is important, especially for all those workers battling, you know, this pandemic.
Agreed. So this is being offered now at Auctioner Medical Center in Baton Rouge and at the Auctioner Medical Complex, The Grove. You know, Kenny, I know that viral positivity has kind of wrapped up, but there are other ways. You know, we continue, as you mentioned, to need to support our frontline workers as the backbone of saving people's lives in this pandemic. You know, what are some ways that you can encourage the community to, you know, help in ways that you guys did?
You know, on the micro level, so one thing that you could do is just tell someone thank you. The thing is, it's almost been like, at this point, we're used to people fighting for us on the front line. And I think that right there can be a morale drainer. Just like getting someone that's working really hard still and just telling them thank you. I mean, that's like the smallest way you can light someone up day up because of gratitude. But the thing is, you want to go past that, actually donate to organizations. I know folks like BRAF, you know, those are still organizations they go to, or donating directly to the actual foundations with the hospital. So, you know, Indian Officers Foundation, Baton Rouge General, Our Lady of the Lake, you know, actually hitting them up and asking them, what needs do you have? They're very open to sharing with you, like, hey, this is what you can help us out. And so it just takes a phone call, really, or an email just to that group in that foundation to figure out what you can do to help. I say go to them, ask them what you can do to help. And sometimes it's not obvious things. You know, if you're a business service, like you might do like janitorial cleaning, for example, or massages, you know, people want that. I mean, Benny's Car Wash is one of the biggest donors, and people wanted car washes because they wanted their cars to be COVID-free. So just make the call if you're a business. If you're an individual that might not be able to support, just thank someone working on the healthcare front line. That little gratitude goes a long way.
Absolutely. Well said. Kenny Nguyen, he is with the marketing agency 368 and shining a light again on our frontline workers and letting them know how much we appreciate them, whether it's simply by just saying thank you or buying them a car wash. And this InstaEat app, again, it's a little thing, but it's going a long way to help these employees who are doing so much within our community that unless you're there, you can't even imagine. Kenny, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for everything that you do. And if we can ever help you spread the word on something else you got going on like this, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Thank you, Michelle.